With your Radio on the Go sports update, I'm Ben Helwig. The Iowa Falls Alden Cadets are sending another wrestler on to the next level as senior Mason Kent announced on Thursday that he is committed to wrestle at Ellsworth Community College next season. Kent, who will graduate in the spring, finished last season with an overall mark of 29-8 as a senior, which led the cadet wrestling team. Kent finished third overall at districts this past season, falling just short of a state appearance. As for the Panthers, they will be adding Kent to a talented roster that had five Iowa natives as freshmen last season. A little bit of a cool down in our area lately won't stop anglers from heading out and casting a line at our local fishing spots, and it's time once again for the latest fishing report courtesy of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. It's a short report this week that starts with a check-in at Clear Lake. Cooler weather this week has slowed the bite on many fish, with the water temperature currently in the upper 40s. The courtesy docks are in at all of the boat ramps, and the fish cleaning station is open. Fair conditions are reported on black crappie, channel catfish, walleye, and yellow bass at this time. At Crystal Lake, anglers report slow conditions on black crappie. And lastly, at Silver Lake, largemouth bass are providing difficult to hook as well, with fair conditions reported. Anglers recommend trying dark-colored plastics fished around vegetation. For more information on the lakes and rivers in north central Iowa, contact the Clear Lake Fish and Wildlife Office at 641-357-3517. William Penn and Iowa Central Community College dominated the 2021 Collegiate Skeet and Sporting Clays Championships this past weekend. William Penn took home first place in Sporting Clays and second place in Team Skeet, while Iowa Central took first in Skeet and second in Sporting Clays. Nearly 90 athletes from 12 Iowa colleges and universities braved the cold and rain to participate in the 2021 Iowa Scholastic Clay Target Program in Skeet and Sporting Clays, held April 10th at the Mahaska County Isaac Walton League near Oskaloosa. The final results for both events are below. Sporting Clay teams, William Penn was first with 236 points. Iowa Central was second with 228 points. Coe College was third with 224. In Skeet, Iowa Central was number one with 284 points. William Penn, number two with 283 points. And Hawkeye Community College was third with 280 points. Iowa's collegiate teams will attend the last competition of the season today at the Stockdale Gun Club near Ackley for the Iowa Collegiate Trap Championship. The Scholastic Clay Target Program is the largest, fastest-growing, and most exciting youth clay target program in the U.S. Student-athletes from elementary through high school and college have the opportunity to compete in sports such as trap, skeet, and sporting clays, as well as Olympic disciplines like bunker trap and international skeet. The Northern Iowa softball team is in the thick of the Missouri Valley title chase, and shortstop Sammy Bunch is a big reason why. The senior was 7-of-9 with 3 home runs and 8 RBIs as the Panthers swept a 3-game series against Valparaiso. She was named the Valley Player of the Week for the fourth time this season.
In her last 25 plate appearances, she's 12-for-14 with an .857 average. She has 11 walks or hit-by-pitches, 16 RBIs, 14 runs scored.
That's UNI coach Ryan Jacobs, who says in her last 25 plate appearances, she is 12-of-14 with 11 walks.
We shoot for a 1.0 slugging percentage, and hers is 2.071. She has a .920 on base percentage and has 29 total bases, and I believe 6 home runs in that time.
Jacobs says Bunch has ignited the Panther offense.
Right now, every time Sammy gets to the plate, she's basically worth half a run every time she goes to the plate. So it's crazy the amount of production that she's had. She's impressive right now. And the thing that's the best watching her is how our young kids are grabbing her and grabbing onto her, following her, paying attention. So it's really nice to see.
UNI faces a 3-game set against Loyola Chicago this weekend. Iowa men's basketball coach Fran McCaffrey says Joe Wieskamp will test the NBA waters by entering his name into the draft. He has left the door open to return for his senior season.
We've had a number of discussions, Joe and I. We met with folks from the NBA office yesterday. And our best attempt to get him the most accurate and up-to-date information, those discussions will be ongoing because that stuff gets updated. And you want him to have the best possible information that he can have.
Wieskamp went through a similar process after his freshman year before deciding to return to school.
His name's in. So he's got time to make his decision. And you know, he needs to take whatever time he needs to come to that conclusion.
McCaffrey believes it is likely Wieskamp will get an invitation to the NBA draft combine.
I do think he took steps this year to really take his game to another level. I'm really impressed with how he worked and how he performed. I think he's got the right mindset and the right personality and demeanor to compete at that level and to put the necessary time in to make it happen.
McCaffrey is confident Wieskamp would get drafted.
At the same time, you know, he loves playing here. He loves being a Hawk, and he'll go when he has all the information that he needs, or he'll stay, you know, when he has all the information he needs. You know, he's smart. His parents are really intelligent. But I've been really impressed with he and his family and how they've gone about this process.
Wieskamp is coming off of a junior season in which he averaged nearly 15 points per game and shot 46% from three-point range. Looking at our scorecard for this Saturday, high school golf, Grundy Center, BCLUW, Gladbrook Rhinebeck, GMG, Hudson, Osage, Roland Story, and Union are all golfing at the Grundy Center Town and Country Golf Course today on the boys' side. In high school tennis, the IFA boys host Hampton Dumont Cal, South Hardin, and Webster City at Assembly Park. In the NA3HL, the North Iowa Bulls take on the Northeast Generals in the Fraser Cup. College football, Presbyterian takes on Drake. Iowa Central Community College is at Ellsworth. The game between Wartburg and Loras has been canceled. College baseball, Iowa plays a doubleheader against Rutgers. Southeastern Community College plays a doubleheader at Nyack. Ellsworth hosts DMAC for a doubleheader as well. College softball, Iowa State is at North Dakota State. Northwestern plays a pair with Iowa. UNI plays a pair at Loyola. Drake hosts Evansville for a doubleheader. Nyack is at Southeastern Community College for two games. And Ellsworth is at DMAC for a doubleheader as well. With your Radio on the Go sports update, I'm Ben Helwig.